This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. As local wilderness areas grow in popularity, they often see ecological impacts, and the U.S. Forest Service is working to catch up and protect places that are in danger of being loved to death. This was the first summer that visitors to Conundrum Hot Springs had to reserve their spot ahead of time. Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been reporting on this permit system. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Zoe.
So how's this permit system working?
Well, the Forest Service says it is doing its job, especially if you measure this in terms of the amount of poop that's left in the wilderness. I spoke with Katie Nelson. She's the Wilderness and Trails Program Director in our area, and she's been up to Conundrum several times over the summer. Here's her take.
What I notice most is just the cleanliness of sites, the lack of poop, to be quite frank and candid.
So as the Forest Service moved toward this permitting system, we heard a lot about how Conundrum was getting trashed, and rangers were hauling out loads of garbage, including pounds of human feces. Now Nelson says people are being good stewards. She measures that in part by the fact that they're running out of WAG bags, which are these bags that they have stocked at the trailhead for people to carry out their own human waste. And Nelson says they've doubled or even tripled the number of those that they've ordered this year. She says there are a few reasons that the permit system is working like this. She says it forces people to plan ahead of time, so there are no more last-minute trips up there to camp because the sites are full. And when you go to reserve your spot online, there's tons of information from the Forest Service and from Leave No Trace, kind of encouraging people to be better stewards.
And is this really limiting the number of visitors?
Well, yes and no. It's actually about the same number of people, but managed differently. So the total number of campers from when the system went live in April through the end of September was almost the exact same this year as it was in 2016. In both years, there were more than 4,000 campers over that time period. We actually saw more people camping at Conundrum this year, but the times when people are there is different. So rather than limiting use, Nelson says they've redistributed it. There's no longer that major concentration of people on peak summer weekends. For example, in 2016, on one weekend, the Forest Service counted 73 groups, not individual people, but actual groups of people, which means probably more than 200 people there. When this happens, people just dispersed and camped anywhere they could find. It looked like a tent city at a music festival, not a wilderness area. This summer, that maximum number of groups was 18, which worked out to under 60 people maximum at one time. Most of the time, all those campsites were booked, but the difference, Nelson says, is that all those people now have places to camp. There's the same number of groups allowed up there as there are true campsites. So this means now the Forest Service can work on fixing the impacts of all those years of overuse. When I spoke with her, she had just gotten back from a three-day trip to Conundrum with a few other rangers, where they were working on repairing the damage done when people made those makeshift campgrounds.
We went in and did a ton of rehab, and it's cool, like it actually has a chance to regrow because now there's places for people to camp.
And so she described this process as kind of putting Conundrum to bed for the winter. She says it's in a good place now, where though it's too early to see what the ecological impacts of the change are, at least the ecosystem probably has a chance to heal.
So when this permit system went into place, I know there were concerns that it could push crowds into other parts of the wilderness. Right. Is that actually happening?
Nelson says no, they aren't seeing that. And she says that's because Conundrum is so unique.
People want to go to the hot springs. That's the experience they're seeking. And if they don't get it, there's not really a great place for them to be displaced to.
So it's such a unique experience, and it's also just an out and back that people are not necessarily going other places if they can't get a permit into Conundrum. But Nelson did note that Conundrum is just a tiny piece of the puzzle in the Ranger District and in the Maroonbell Snowmass Wilderness. The Forest Service is seeing increased use across the entire wilderness, and especially along the Four Pass Loop. Nelson told me that Snowmass Lake is the next biggest challenge. Here's how she described what things are looking like up there.
The human waste issue, the food storage, just the sheer crowding is, it's overwhelming.
So that sounds a lot like how the Forest Service was talking about Conundrum a couple of years ago.
So could we see a similar system in place at Snowmass Lake or other places on the Four Pass Loop?
Well, not immediately, but that could be in the near future. These places are a lot more interconnected. They're part of loop hikes, obviously with the Four Pass Loop. Nelson says it's much more complex than Conundrum, but they're working on trying to figure out how they can help heal these ecosystems, also with keeping an eye on that displacement effect. So it will take time, and they don't want to put a permitting system into place too quickly.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You bet.
That's Elizabeth Stewart-Severy discussing overuse and permitting systems in the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness. This is news from Aspen Public Radio.